the Old Testament scripture. This week comes from the Psalms, and it's Psalm 25, and this one is the Psalm of David. And we'll be looking at verses 1 through 14. New Living Translation says this: "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced, or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord, and point out the right road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your unfailing love and compassion, which you have shown from long past ages. Forgive the rebellious sins of my youth, and look instead through the eyes of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in what is right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness, and all those who keep his commandments and obey his decrees. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path that they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the promised land. Friendship with the Lord is reserved for those who fear him, and with them he shares the secrets of his covenant." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, David was talking an awful lot about decisions, and you and I, as we read that scripture in Psalm 25, also are involved in a lot of decision. But I like what David said as he expressed his desire for guidance. So how do we receive God's guidance? We must desire to be guided by God, and we must ask for direction. And we need to regularly look at God's direction in his word, the Bible. By reading it constantly and learning from it, we will gain the wisdom to perceive God's direction for our life. So, for more information about God's word, it can help you. Read also Psalm 119. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name.